When I ask groups of people to estimate when most of the action decisions are made in their companies, with few exceptions, they say, when things blow up. One global corporate client surveyed its population about sources of stress in its culture, and the number one complaint was the last-minute crisis work consistently promoted by team leaders who failed to make appropriate decisions on the front end. I have had several sophisticated senior executives tell me that installing "what's the next action" as an operational standard in their organizations was transformative in terms of measurable performance output. It changed their culture permanently and significantly for the better. Why? Because the question forces clarity, accountability, productivity, and empowerment. Clarity. Too many discussions end with only a vague sense that people know what they have decided and are going to do. But without a clear conclusion that there is a next action, much less what it is or who's got it, more often than not, a lot of stuff gets left up in the air. I'm frequently asked to facilitate meetings. I've learned the hard way that no matter where we are in the conversation, 20 minutes before the agreed end time of the discussion, I must force the question, "So, what's the next action here?" In my experience, there is usually 20 minutes worth of clarifying, and sometimes tough decisions, still required to come up with an answer. This often compels discussion at deeper levels than people are comfortable with. Are we serious about this? Do we really know what we're doing here? Are we really ready to allocate precious time and resources to this? It's very easy to avoid these more relevant levels of thinking. What prevents those issues from slipping away into amorphous stuff is forcing the decision about the next action. I suggest that in your next meeting with anyone, you end the conversation with the question, "So, what's the next action here?" Then notice what happens. Accountability. The dark side of collaborative cultures is the allergy they foster to holding anyone responsible for having the ball. Mine or yours is unfortunately not in the common vocabulary of many such organizations. "We're all in this together" is a worthy sentiment, but seldom a reality in the hard-nosed day-to-day world of work. Too many meetings end with a vague feeling among the players that something ought to happen, and the hope that it's not their personal job to make it so. Real togetherness of a group is reflected by the responsibility that all the members take for defining the real things to do and the specific people assigned to do them, so everyone is freed of the angst of still undecided actions. Productivity. Organizations naturally become more productive when they model and train front-end next-action decision-making. Determining the required physical allocation of resources necessary to make something happen as soon as the outcome has been clarified will produce more results sooner and with less effort. Learning to break through the barriers of the sophisticated creative thinking that can freeze activity is a superior skill. Productivity has been touted for decades as a desirable thing to improve in organizations. Anything that can help maximize output will do that. But in the world of knowledge work, all the computers and telecom improvements and leadership seminars on the planet will make no difference in this regard unless the individuals involved increase their operational responsiveness. And that requires thinking about something that lands in your world before you have to. One of the biggest productivity leaks I have seen in some organizations is the lack of next actions determined for long-term projects. Long-term does not mean someday maybe. Those projects with distant goal lines are still to be done as soon as possible. Long-term simply means more action steps until it's done, not no need to decide next actions because the day of reckoning is so far away. When every project and open loop in an organization is being monitored, it's a whole new ballgame. Empowerment. Perhaps the greatest benefit of adopting the next action approach is that it dramatically increases your ability to make things happen with a concomitant rise in your self-esteem and constructive outlook. People are constantly doing things, but usually only when they have to, under fire from themselves or others. They get no sense of winning or of being in control or of cooperating among themselves and with their world. people are starving for these experiences. Getting things going of your own accord, before you're forced to by external pressure and internal stress, builds a firm foundation of self-worth that will spread into every aspect of your life. Asking, "What's the next action?" undermines the victim mentality. It presupposes that there is a possibility of change and that there is something you can do to make it happen. That is the assumed affirmation in the behavior. And these kinds of assumed affirmations often work more fundamentally to build a positive self-image than can repeating, "I am a powerful, effective person making things happen in my life," 1,000 times. I notice people really empowering themselves every day as we coach them in applying the next action technique. The light in their eyes and the lightness in their step increase, and a positive spark shows up in their thinking and demeanor. When you start to make things happen, you really begin to believe that you can make things happen, and that makes things happen.